Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
World leaders were all discussing NATO yesterday.
Yeah, it's good, and they act like 15-year-olds in a school gym. No, you're pure and mature.
It's to be expected, man.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Like, you got to think about it this way. So here's, let me explain what happened. So all of the, well, not all of them, but there were a few of them. So there's Boris Johnson, right, of the UK.
Yeah.
Macron of France.
Trudeau
of Canada. And then somebody else was there, too. I can't remember who. Anyway, four leaders standing around, and they were caught on camera kind of mocking Trump, mocking Donald Trump. They don't actually say his name specifically in the audio that was captured, but they talk about how, oh, he has to have a 40-minute press conference right off the top, and Trump was the only one who had a 40-minute press conference before anything ever happened. So, yeah, they were kind of caught on tape trash-talking Trump. And
I'm sure he'll handle it well.
What's that?
I'm sure he'll handle it well.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure his fragile ego will take it well. But I mean, it's funny because I've heard this. I've heard a couple of people, like, just even online, seeing a couple of people talk about this, and they're like, "Oh, how immature of them." Well, who are they talking about here?
It doesn't matter. It's immature. It's not real worldly.
But the thing is, they didn't know they were being recorded.
Yeah,
they're leaders that have. I mean, the only people they can relate to are each other because they're the most powerful men in the world, people in the world. Like, so, I mean, I get it. And it's not too often that I'm going to come defend Trudeau on a lot of things.
I wouldn't throw a stone in a glass house, whether you're Johnson, Trudeau, or the French guy.
I understand that, but also Trump is the first one to do it.
I know. I'm not sticking up for Trump. Yeah. I'm saying nobody should be like. I know what they're humans. It'd be just like me and you and another announcer talking about somebody
and
else.
We do. Yeah, I'm not saying naturally.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah, and that is right. And they didn't know they were on cameras or microphones. Which that the lesson in all this is you're always being recorded.
You are,
especially if you're like one of those guys.
Yeah.
You're always being recorded.
Yeah.
So I wonder I'd love to be a fly on the wall in closed doors because you know Trump's going to go off in public.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What does he say to them behind closed doors?
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
There are going to be so many books once his presidency's done of all these people that have insider information on the things that went on in the White House. Like, oh man.
Never mind. He'll write his own books.
That's very true.
He will.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So we are doing good deeds done dirt cheap this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're changing things up a little bit. The 30 deeds ended up being a little much. But nonetheless, we still feel the need to help charities out in our city. And I mean, this is a busy time of year. I understand that. But while you're out doing your shopping, there are a few things that maybe you could pick up, just one or two of these things, to help out a charity in our city. So we are looking for, and you could drop these items off here at the station, at 1900 Rose, clean blankets and towels. So even if they're old blankets or towels you have.
As long as they're clean.
That's right. We'll take them.
Gently used.
Yeah, new packaged socks.
Yep.
So not used socks, but, new
for
ones.
For sure, yep.
New toys for all ages up to 16, like coloring books, markers, crayons, children's games, baby toys, things like that.
Okay.
Because you don't want any kids waking up on Christmas without toys.
No, for sure not.
Unopened new packages of feminine hygiene products. Mm. I know you and I, again, will be helping Sophia House out, and that I know they'd really appreciate that.
I thought you were going to say you and I don't use those. No, we don't.
Well, we don't. But
we help deliver them.
And we know people in our lives that do.
Yes. They're necessary.
Yeah, that's right. And also pet food and pet toys.
Oh.
Can't forget the pets.
No, they know what Christmas is.
So I know there are a lot of people with their hand out in front of you.
Yep.
But
that time of year.
Again, this is something just a small item you can pick up while you're doing your Christmas shopping, just to you know, giving makes you feel good too. You know, that, and if that's the reason you want to do it, some might say that's a selfish reason. I say no.
It's,
you know,
not nothing to go round up some stuff at the dollar store or whatever, or Walmart or whatever, and just grab it and bring it in.
And there's nothing wrong with building those karma points, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's all good, you know?
You got to make a checklist. You
that's
got
right,
the, you
that's
got
right.
The, you got the good column, the bad column.
I said
I fill that bad column up pretty quick, so I need to have some good.
Yeah, my broadcast professor said, two bad things equal one good thing. So every time you do two bad things, make sure you do one good thing.
So this is our good thing.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This is maybe the hot new toy for the 12 to 13-year-old boys out there. There's word that this Christmas, the Buttheads Fart Launcher 3000.
Sweet.
It's like a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
Instead of shooting darts,
I wanna
check this out.
Yeah.
This is the app for it.
Introducing the Fart Launcher 3000. Wreak havoc by launching real fart smells. Load the canister, pull back, and let her rip. Boom! This can really clear a room. And be sure to collect the all-new Buttheads figure with signature buzz. King Butt.
Bubble. Uranus.
Sir Specialized. Available now. Fart Blaster and Butthead figure sold separately. New from Wowie.
That's actually a thing?
That's an actual toy. So you go into a room and you shoot scents.
What a world we live in.
Isn't
it? It's just so good. You know, I'm happy to be around.
That's the new whoopee cushion.
So this thing actually shoots like the fart smell at people too?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It shoots the sounds and the fart smells.
Oh, this is so good.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
Like the toy for 12 and 13-year-olds or morning radio announcers everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Charleston Hughes of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who told me yesterday he does plan to re-sign with the team. Mm-hmm. He had his first ever surgery in his life. Think about this. A guy's 35, 36. He is in a car accident on every play that he's on the field because he's a defensive lineman, right?
Right.
Started as linebacker, but defensive lineman. It's his first ever surgery. He broke a bone in week 7 in his right arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to play with a brace and one arm the whole season. He had to make a decision. Do I play the rest of the season or have surgery right now and shut it down? He thought, no, I'm going to keep playing. And he led the league in sacks again. That's what a stud this guy is. So he's like just a mountain of a man, as you know. Big barrel chested. So...
But he doesn't like surgery.
Well, he doesn't. And I heard a birdie told me that he was scared of the anesthetic.
And then you talked to him about this?
Yeah.
You know what? I was afraid of that anesthetic at first, but it was one moment in the hospital where I was just like, you know what? I'm doing all this crying for no reason. Because there was a little kid that went into the hospital too.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get surgery at the same time. And he was crying the same way I was about anesthetics, going like, no, I don't want to be put to sleep. I don't want to be put to sleep. And then after a while, I was like, okay, if this little kid, he's going to have to do it regardless because he's a kid. So they're going to force it on him. I kind of had an option to whether to do it or not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after looking at him, I was just like, I got to stop acting like a little punk and just go ahead and just. Take whatever comes.
I find that very comforting.
Yeah. That he's even scared of surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know me, I'm not afraid of death. Like, I'm honestly legit. Like, when I go. But I am scared, like, out of my wits about surgery. I've never had a surgery.
Yeah.
And the idea, you know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're about to go into surgery right now, just you might want to just block this out for a second. I'm just so afraid of... like not being out the whole way.
You know, I have a lot of respect for, get a little personal here, my mom. Like, she's a 72-year-old woman. She's had two bypass surgeries, major surgeries since January.
Right.
Like, she's in the hospital right now. She is a tough SOB. Like, she is. She, it's amazing what your body can withstand. It really is.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A tweet has gone viral from this Yana. She tweeted, I just want to say a lot of y'all dump information on your friends at the wrong time without their consent. If you know it's something that could hurt them, ask permission before you decide to be messy, please. So essentially saying that you should give a heads up text before you text some bad news. The text that she suggests sending is, are you in the right headspace to receive information that could possibly hurt you? Okay, so... I have been in this situation where I've received just randomly out of nowhere horrible news via text. In fact, I found out about one of my friend's deaths via text, and it just out of nowhere. It wasn't like a, hey, man, what are you doing right now? Where are you at? It was a, hey, did you hear so-and-so died? Now, I was a little blown away by it, and I was actually quite disgusted by it. At the time, I wasn't disgusted by it because I was worried about other things, of course, his friend's death. But there is a certain obligation, I think, when you're delivering bad news.
Phone call.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a text. Text is too impersonal. You can't get the tone. We've always said that. But if you're giving bad news, you know it's a bad text. But what that's stupid. Phone somebody. But bad news is phone.
The text should be. Like, I've done this before, where I have to deliver bad news, yeah, and I'll send a text being like, hey, where are you at right now?
Right, or can you talk for a few minutes?
Yeah, I've got
call me when you're free.
I've got something we need to talk about.
Call me when you're free.
Right, right. You give the heads up, yeah, like, where, and then when you call, even when I call them and I have to deliver bad news, mm-hmm, it's always, where are you right now? Like, are you in a place, are you alone? Like, what's going on? Are you, the old saying, are you sitting down for this?
I actually, without going into it too much, I had a beef with somebody yesterday, and I got into it with them, and I went back and forth on a text, and we got smoothed over at the end. But it's one of those things where conversations like that, where it could be a bad conversation, where like you got a beef with somebody, mm-hmm, and it was my fault for starting it that way. But those things should always be phone calls time.
And you and I have got into it over text before, and it's just you don't get the tone and the nuance of the conversation. No, you don't get the sarcasm.
This is the easy way out. The text messages and the social media is the easy way out. If you want to have a conversation with somebody, have a conversation with somebody. Like you said, bad news, never.
Are you in the right headspace to receive bad information?
Whoever, exactly.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.